There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it.
What's down the highway today may be your question. Thursday, August the 6th, and from the Doug Steffen Good Day Studio. I'm Doug Steffen. Good thing that I'm in my own studio, right? Kenny Kessler is in his, and we're working over debates and politics and politicians as the presidential candidates prepare for their first debate tonight. This is debate, not the presentation. The C-SPAN thing the other night was a presentation of ideas. This is a debate. The leading Democrat, Hillary Clinton, sees Jeb Bush as the most likely survivor coming out of all of the GOP shenanigans and potentially threatening. She sees him as a threat. Who do you see as a threat? I don't feel excited about a Hillary Clinton, Jeb Bush matchup because it will be the same old, same old. Are we still feeling secure? Half the people in this country that I listen to, hear from, I don't talk to half the people in the country, but I talk to a lot of people. A lot of people hear this program every day, and I don't feel that there's much excitement anymore for Hillary. Not that there was a lot to begin with, but it was something that was staged, something pat, something acceptable, something desirable, because we know the name. And after the last hoorah with a man whose name nobody knew, and in fact, nobody knew anything about this guy, really, elected him not once but twice. Part of that is the fault of having good competitors, and the other part is the fault of people not being educated as to what to vote for, how to vote for. Maybe that sounds arrogant, but I'm not much of a believer in used car salesmen being presidents or running for president. And that's really what, when you look back on it, hope and change was selling you a used car, a new car, actually. Anyway, so Jeb Bush is the same as his brother? Maybe, maybe not. Is he the same as his father? Maybe, maybe not. Is Hillary Clinton the same as Bill Clinton, her husband? Maybe, maybe not. But people know the name. And so in front of or faced with all of the, I don't know, and I'm worried about the future of the country stuff that's going on, is it best to trust much of the future of the country to people whose names you know? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. My opinion is it's time for somebody new. Rand Paul would be nice. I thought it was interesting that Ron Paul's top campaign staff members are indicted, have been indicted on felony charges, Kenny.
Uh-oh.
Long investigation into his campaign. Hidden payments. Ooh, da da da. Like, that makes a difference as to whether he or she could run the country. Every one of these people has a past, whether you find it or not. And the people who are on their staff, do you know everything about them? Are you expected to atone for the sins of your staff? One only can wonder. So, speaking of sins and that sort of thing, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show has been loaded this week with comments about various candidates and the debate that's supposed to be tonight. So you want to give us a little refresher or up-to-dater, if you will, Kenny?
Sure. Chip says, the GOP now has more candidates than the population at Dixville Notch.
Dixville Notch, for those of you, is the New Hampshire town that votes first at midnight on Election Day. And sometimes what comes out of that is a pretty good barometer of what's going to happen in the general race. But they'll be whittling down. This will start the whittle down procedure, I think, what's going on tonight. So I guess the question is, who do you want to see survive? out of all of this. I've given my opinion and my thoughts about the six that I want to see make it through. Kenny, were your names about the same as mine?
I think so. I'm very curious to see how Carly Fiorina does this evening.
Well, she's
on
early.
I really want to hear more for her. Yeah.
And so, anyway, okay. So what's next?
Tex says, have you seen Dr. Carson's new video where he plays the old Operation game? Ben winning a child's game does not qualify him for the presidency.
Nah, he's not qualified at all. We did have that. Didn't we post that Ben Carson thing?
I remember we posted it, and I know we talked about it.
Yeah, we did. All right, what else?
Let's see. Steve says, I would trust Trump to negotiate with other countries before anyone else that's running. As a matter of fact, even if Trump doesn't win, I would rather he do the negotiations.
Ah, a negotiator. The negotiator. There are a lot of people who are saying to Joe Biden, run, Joe, run, on the Democratic side. What does that do? He and Hillary are very good friends. Well, as far as that's concerned, Jeb Bush and Hillary are very good friends. So how do you go after somebody who's your friend? All's fair in love, war, and politics. Isn't that what's said by some?
These guys do that kind of stuff all the time.
I know. It's like it's meaningless. Like having somebody you go to dinner with that doesn't care at the end of the dinner what your name is even. But you paid for dinner. Up next, Ivan Eland on the GOP debate here on the Good Day program.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
Kohl's back to school sale starting Friday. You'll find the hottest active styles and brands on sale for the whole family, like Adidas, Fila, New Balance, Puma, Cashier, and more. Save even more when you shop 3-day doorbusters throughout the store, Friday through Sunday. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Be yourself, Kohl's. Flex style, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school.
Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major.
I could tell. Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Right now, Lexar S50 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $6.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/8/15.
Ivan Elin joins us now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. He's the author of The Failure of Counterinsurgency. He's also a senior fellow and director of the Center for Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. He's worked in defense policy studies jobs at the Cato Institute, worked at Capitol Hill, so he knows his way around Washington. In his article published in the Huffington Post this week, he says that the Republicans need to debate foreign policy when they get together on Thursday. Ivan, thanks for joining us. Why this focus from your perspective?
Well, I think a lot of the Republicans are of one mindset. I think Rand Paul now says he's going back the other way and getting involved in preaching the gospel of the founders of more restraint in foreign policy. So I think it would be a good idea. And the Republican Party is much more cognizant of what the founders intended than you'll find in a Democratic Party debate usually, but yet we've lost sight in the Republican Party of the founders' original foreign policy, which was one of military restraint, because we had a strategic advantage in the United States. And one of the reasons that we've been able to develop fairly peacefully over the years is because we're away from world conflicts. And it used to be that we liked to stay away from world conflicts up until after World War II, and then we started getting gradually more involved in things, and now we seem to be in a constant state of warfare. And also I think we need to debate whether this is such a good idea.
Well, one of the things that intrigues me about your writing is your focus on the Defense Department budget and how it ought to be cut, in your opinion. I would ditto that. In fact, what we really have here is an outrageous incursion into the tax dollar by the military-industrial complex, coupled with the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse at the Pentagon and in the Defense Department. When you really get right down to that, I find myself offended by any candidate who says we need to increase what we spend on the military. We need to make sure that we're the strongest power, but it isn't through spending the way we spend it, especially when you look at the number of soldiers whose jobs are being cut because the sequester numbers have diminished the amount of money there. Do you see any of the military-industrial contractors getting their contracts cut? They all get paid, don't they?
Well, yes. The problem is that everyone thinks when they increase the defense budget that we're getting more troops on the ground, more equipment for the troops, et cetera. But, you look back on the wars that we've had and the equipment that the Defense Department provided the troops, there was no body armor. They needed to do a hurry-up program for these MRAPs, these mine-resistant vehicles that they needed with
Rumsfeld vetoed it for the first year and a half. Rumsfeld said, no, we're not going to spend that money, putting thousands of soldiers' lives at risk.
Yes, yes. So you're absolutely right. The contracts, the big dollar contracts get done, but not the things that are really needed for warfare many times. Also, people don't realize that they always think of the military efficiency, the stereotype of military efficiency, but the Defense Department is the only department in the federal government that can't pass an audit. And it's not going to be able to pass an audit. And I was at a meeting 10 years ago where they said it's going to be a while before we can pass an audit. Well, guess what? It's still not in any sight that they can pass it on. It's really shocking. If you don't know where your money's going, then you can't be spending it very efficiently or without corruption.
And that's the thing. The news media doesn't do any good here. They're not really investigating. We're the investigative reporters looking into all of this stuff. The corruption is outrageous in that department. And to have us schnookered, people say, it's like the mayor who says we're going to shut down the swimming pool because they don't have enough money this summer to run the city properly. You know, all you want to do is punch the guy.
Yeah, well, it's the fireman first principle. in Washington is if somebody wants to cut your budget, you just pick the function that everybody knows that you need, right. And you say, well, I guess we're going to have to cut that. Well, what about everything else that you could cut? Right. And that's where we are with the Defense Department.
Yeah. All right. Good for you and how bold you are in the article in the Huffington Post. Check it out. Ivan Ehlen joining us here for conversation on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Music time. Whoops, say it again, Doug. Music time on Good Day. Pretty recognizable riff here. Does anybody not know this is Stevie Wonder? Stevie Wonder. Everything he did, does is great as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
There's not much that I have found that he's recorded over the years that fits. Superstition. So we start with this sort of a mini Stevie Wonder concert, but we have some other Motown stars to talk about here. The reason we start with singing with the... Well, you can call him a superstar. Can't you know Stevie Wonder?
Oh, absolutely.
Superstar?
Oh.
On this date in 1975, little Stevie Wonder signed a contract with Motown, which to that point was the largest amount of money ever paid to a recording star. $13 million.
Wow.
He stayed with Motown. Tamla Records was, at that point in time, T-A-M-L-A, was the sort of super successor of Motown, but the label read Tamla Motown. Anyway, there were a lot of other companies that were after him, and so Motown, in order to keep him, had to pay him $13 million because they'd lost Diana Ross, Gladys Knight, the Four Tops, all left. So they were losing it big time. So when Stevie Wonder's contract came up, he was the beneficiary of the others leaving. And they were able to continue to produce super hits like this one. Crank this up, Rich. One of my favorites.
For once I confess what my heart used to dream of long before I knew.
How can you not like this? Who, no matter what musical preference you have, how do you not like this. Not only not like it, become enthusiastic when you hear the way he puts music and words together. It amazes me. If you are benign or uninterested in Stevie Wonder, I don't get where your head's at.
Remember last year when Paul McCartney teamed up with Kanye West?
Yeah.
And they pretty much had no clue. Kanye's crowd had no clue
who McCartney was.
This Paul McCartney guy's going to be huge.
Yeah, right.
That's the crowd where they would listen to this and go, I have no idea who you're talking about.
Hey. All right, so let's see. Just in terms of recognition, the other people that left, Diana Ross. Lead singer of the Supremes made the Supremes, well, according to her, Mary Wilson had a different take on it because Mary Wilson's voice was actually better than Diana Ross's. However, she wouldn't sleep with Berry Gordy. Diana did. So guess who became the lead singer of the Supremes? Interesting how those things happen. Not that she's bad. She's not bad. Diana Ross was pretty. The first defined diva that I think I ever came across. In terms of what we think a diva is. Whereas Gladys Knight never impressed me as someone other than a singer who wanted to make it big as a singer.
Class.
Unbelievably great. And listen to this as an example. Crank it up, Richie. And they let this go. Motown let her go. What are you, nuts?
Wow.
And the same with the Four Tops.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Richie.
Tell the truth.
About?
Right here, do you pull the train whistle?
Of course, everybody does, Rich.
Pull the train whistle and spin, don't you?
All right, but the Four Tops left. What was Berry Gordy thinking? He doesn't meet their demands?
What he was thinking is that he couldn't compete with CBS.
They didn't go to Big. I think Diana Ross went to RCA. I don't think the others went to any big labels. They just paid them a little more. The Four Tops, there's a summer concert series with the Four Tops and Temptations that I really want to get to see. A lot of great musical acts around this summer, as a matter of fact. All right, so there it is, the story of Stevie Wonder and his relationship with Motown. As the others left, he stayed 20 and after. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand scraped tobacco rolled acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Conversation, if I do say so myself. Well, how do I know? We haven't been there yet, but we can give it a good start and a good push. How's that? 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm here with Ken Kessler. Good day program. Focusing on a couple of things that are corporate. It's not about the corporate Doug Steffen entity. It's about the Securities and Exchange Commission approving a new rule that requires publicly traded companies to disclose the gap between CEOs' annual compensation and the median compensation of other employees. This is about as damnable and outrageous as anything that's come down the pike. This, if not anything else, were to jump out in you, and you're looking at things that show you how out of control government is, it's none of their damn business. It's nobody's business but the stockholders as to what CEOs get paid in terms of having to justify it. If you work for a company and you are paid X number of dollars, that's what you're worth. Whether you like it or not, that's not their problem. That's your problem. You don't like it? Go work somewhere else. This is outrageous. This is an incursion into and I'm not a big fan of huge corporations that are abusive in any number of ways, but you have your own life in your hands. It's not up to the government to determine what it is that you do with your life, and that's really what this is. Telling you, in a sense, this is the subtle undercurrent here is, you're really worth more than you're getting paid, they're screwing you. Well, that's your problem, and theirs, not mine, not the government's. You do what you need to do to put yourself in a place that you're comfortable and you feel rewarded adequately for what you're doing. That's it. So the people who opposed this, it was a 3-2 vote, by the way, 5 commissioners on the Securities and Exchange Commission. This has been going on, this fight over this has been going on for a number of years. The so-called pay ratio disclosure required by the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act, enacted after the crisis of 2008, had nothing to do with the crisis. What had to do with the crisis was the government screwing around and the banks screwing around. But the CEOs, this, what does this prove? Nothing. 287,000 comment letters and meetings, business groups who have been fighting the rule, calling it unnecessary. It's going to be expensive and difficult to implement. That's what the people who don't want it say. The other side says it'll help investors make more informed evaluations of corporate governance and the say-on-pay initiatives. I don't see this rule does anything. It's more adding to the I'm rich, you're poor, or I'm poor, you're rich, give me some of yours. That's the psychology here. Bad feature. Bad. It's just bad. All right, so having said that about that, here's another government mess. And whether it works or it doesn't work for you, or whether it's good or not good, you decide. But here's what's happening. The president has had his people draft an executive, yes, another executive order, to force any company that has a contract with the feds to issue paid leave to its employees. If you're sick, you need medical attention, or you want to take care of a sick relative, a spouse or a parent or something like that, then you ought to be able to do that and have the company pay for it. So I'm looking at an article that is in today's New York Times that will affect many workers, hundreds of thousands of them, because it would apply to federal contractors and to their subcontractors. You want to do business with the federal government, you got to pay union rates, you got to pay all this sort of thing. And this is great for the employees. If I were an employee, I would want this sort of attention. I would want this sort of coverage. I would think this is fair. But is it yet another way for the government to mandate, and does this suggest with its adoption, that we're not doing the right thing, that companies are screwing their employees, and it's time for the federal government because nobody else will step in? That's because corporations have gotten too big. That's because the Justice Department and other oversight agencies that okay these huge mergers, let's say American Airlines and U.S. Air as an example. That was not a good move. American would have been better off, and so would the traveling public, if it had stayed independent and U.S. Air gone its way and American went its way. It was a corporate grab, and it was indoctrination that allowed it to take place. And then that old ruse of, well, it'll be better for the public because we'll have a more powerful and stronger company, and the rates that you pay for flying will be less, and the quality will be better. Do you know what a load of garbage and BS that is? It's like child's play. We keep believing it. We keep being told, yep, that's fine. We'll rubber stamp your application. And that's how these corporations get bigger and bigger, because politically they influence the process. So now here comes, and then that costs you more money that way. And by the way, this is going to cost you more money as a taxpayer, because it will increase the level. These guys, okay, they don't really care. Because they'll increase what they charge the government, and therefore you will pay more for whatever services we are now being provided because the federal government says this is the way to do it. I'm not suggesting it's either a good idea or a bad idea. It depends on how you look at it. It's great for the employees. It is something that's kind and gentle and maybe necessary. But does it have to come with a government order? Is that the only way this would happen? Are we so far down the pike that these big companies have so much power and control that they wouldn't do anything like this for their employees? I would suggest to you that if there were plenty of companies competing in the same arena, that the one that came up with the best way of taking care of its employees is going to be the one that most people want to go work. Most people want to go there to work. I want to work for this company because it takes good care of its employees. Southwest Airlines, I just mentioned American. Southwest is a perfect example of that. The government doesn't tell them how to treat its employees. They've decided how to treat their employees, and that's why they constantly come up in the top 10 in terms of companies that people want to work for, because they take good care on their own of their employees. Whereas American sucks. Not only with its relationships with the passengers, the people who carry the load, but with the people that work there. Most people don't like working for American because they're the exact opposite of Southwest. But they make their decisions, and the pilots that don't want to work there go fly a plane for Southwest. That's how it works. So the government on health care and what ought to be done to protect workers in circumstances where the federal contractors now are going to have to give them all the benefits federal workers have. How about that? Thinking of health and well-being, Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com. Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, comes with your first order, and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
Vera Jackson returns to Reno, Nevada, August 6th through 8th during Hot August Nights. Hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable collectible automobiles will cross the auction block. Be a part of the three-day lifestyle event and interview that is Barrett Jackson. Coming soon to the biggest little city in the world, Reno, Nevada. Come on down and check out the Barrett Jackson Cup as well. You can enter, and there's a prize purse of over $100,000. Tickets are available at BarrettJackson.com. That's BarrettJackson.com.
45 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We have Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with us. His website and his Intelligent Medicine newsletter is a must for people who have brains and are interested in their health and well-being. Dr. Hoffman, two Fs, drhoffman.com. Okay, so let me have you speak about vaccines. We heard about why, from one point of view, vaccines are necessary and important to your children's health. There are a lot of people who agree with that statement, a lot of people who don't, and you're one of them, so go ahead.
Well, you know...
Where do I start?
You're putting me on the spot here again, Doug, because on the one hand, I don't want to come out as an anti-vaxxer, you know, someone who's unequivocally opposed to vaccines. Vaccines
that would be Doug.
Yeah, I don't know,
that's fair.
Vaccines represent a major element of medical progress in terms of vanquishing many diseases that used to, you know, kill us off, so no question, vaccines are very much an improvement over previous centuries. However, we cannot close the door on the debate about the potential hazards of A, too many vaccines, the mercury, which is used as a preservative in vaccines, the timing of vaccines, and whether or not we need so many vaccines for conditions that are relatively uncommon. Yes, they can, in rare circumstances, kill or create a high risk for disease. But, what are we doing to our immune systems when we have kids getting sequences of vaccines for a dozen or more diseases, all in quick succession? Some kids, the vast majority of kids do fine, but some kids may be affected. That's why we have a compensation system that has been taken over by the government to shield vaccine companies from liability. The government has paid out nearly $3 billion in compensation to the parents of kids who were injured by vaccines in the past few years. So recently
that
there was
most people don't know that.
No, there's
tax dollars to the tune of $3 billion to pay off or protect the investment in these drug companies of these to shield the same sort of thing as protecting the makers of Prozac, which is used way too often, way too much in school. So you have that as well. All right, excuse me. Go ahead.
So and recently there was a case of a whistleblower. He was a Dr. Thompson who around 2004, he was involved in some research which showed that there was indeed a somewhat higher risk of autism in African-American males, male kids, boys, who received the MMR vaccine. And what the researchers did, and his conscience was bothering him, and he testified before Congress last week, that they gathered around a black garbage bag, plastic garbage bag, and discarded parts of the research that incriminated the vaccines, because they just couldn't go public with it. It was so explosive. They wanted to be patriotic to the theme that vaccines are wholesome, healthy, and beneficial for all. And they discarded evidence that suggested that there were potential problems. I'm not saying, again, that kids shouldn't get vaccinated, but we need to investigating this.
Would you vaccinate your kids?
That's a very good question, because I personally don't have kids. I don't have my own children, but my stepson is about to have a kid, and we're really going around the block about which vaccines and which sequence, and how to avoid exposure to mercury. And I think we're going to be selective about it. We may not do the whole routine.
It's the mercury that's used as a preservative, and the disingenuousness of the CVSs and Walgreens and Rite Aids of the world who give these shots out, and they give you two choices, the one that's $20, the one that's $40, and they don't tell you why the one at $40 isn't going to affect you, but the one that's 20 has mercury in it and will affect them down the road.
I have two kids, and I ask my doctors about this all the time, and they say they haven't used the mercury-filled ones in years. They're not even available.
available anymore.
They are available, but yep. They are smart not using them.
And I think that they still do this as a matter of economy. And in fact, the government has said, let's continue using this because if the vaccines are too expensive, then less people will get vaccinated. So it's they think it's a cost-benefit issue, but unfortunately...
We pay out $3 billion. So, when somebody sues the company, they protect them, and we pay the toll.
So you should just ask your doctor when you take your kids in whether theirs has mercury in
them.
That's
all you have to do.
And like mine said, no, we haven't used them in years.
Okay, good. That solves the problem, but most of them don't. That's the problem, Richie. All right, let's spend a minute on Legionnaires' disease, Ron.
Yep.
This so-called outbreak, 7 or 8 people have died. The air conditioning units in New York are the problem. What's the problem?
Yeah, I don't even know if this is, I've noticed, I've had a couple of patients get very, very sick, hospitalized in a coma, with severe respiratory problems. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if it's part of this Legionnaires' outbreak. Although, I wonder if there may be another thing going around. I really think they need to do further investigation.
You don't think it's Legionnaires' disease? You think
well,
it's
you know, else? There was this thing, MERS, that was circulating around in Asia. And, I thought that we had a couple of those cases on our hands. And, one of the cases, they actually had CDC investigators on the scene to figure out what was going on. A young man nearly died.
Yeah. All right. Food for thought. Sign up for Ron's newsletter, the Intelligent Medicine newsletter at drhoffman.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH.
In love with a man who loves his dog. In a manner of speaking, Warren Eckstein loves his dog. I've loved my dog. I came to a conclusion, actually, Warren, that I will share with you in a moment about me having another dog. And then there's the old business with Cecil the Lion that we want to discuss from the point of view of practicality, plus smoothies for dogs. All coming up, I suppose you're going to have a smoothie for a cat, too. Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show, heard all around around the country every weekend. You can hear him here every day with his anecdotal information about how to be better at a job that is important to most of us, being a pet parent. That's all coming up here on Good Day.
Musicians, for 51 years, Guitar Center has been known for the greatest selection and biggest savings on the gear you need to make music. This anniversary is no different. With huge once-a-year deals store-wide, get deals like an Epiphone Les Paul, just $129, or select clip-on guitar tuners, buy one, get one free, plus make 24 equal monthly payments with no interest on purchases of $699 or more with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is this weekend. Don't miss it. See card member agreement. Multiple finance and terms at guitarcenter.com for financing details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Warren Eckstein, the pet person, is here. So, Cecil Line, you've been posting various things. We've posted them in the Better Living Box at DougStefan.com about the airlines banning game trophies. This is something that's not only national but international now. So what other fallout is there from this? I was talking about where we are on the totem pole of humanity, Warren, but you probably have a unique take on this.
Well, you know, I can never understand the concept of killing an animal for sport. It just never made sense to me. I mean, I'm not a hunter, never will be, but I can understand someone if they hunt for food and something they need to survive, but just killing an animal for no apparent reason other than to hang a head on the wall is absolutely ludicrous. I remember having an argument. You know who Ted Nugent is? The King of the Rock?
Sure, yeah.
Big hunter. I remember being on the radio with him a year or so ago. We were arguing about hunting, and he said to me, Warren, you know, if we didn't kill the deer in upstate New York, they would die of starvation. And my response was, Ted, then how come I've never seen a skinny deer come back on anybody's car? And he couldn't answer me at that point. So basically, these people that are spending thousands, and it's more Americans than any other country to go over to Africa to kill these animals that are endangered, is absolutely ludicrous. And I think there should be a laws against it. And I'm glad to see that planes like Delta, and I also believe the British Airway, are now refusing to bring
American, United, Air Canada,
Warren,
on that list.
Yeah. Wouldn't you say that a lot of this is sparked because Zimbabwe knows that there's money there, and they have a tourism built, a whole tourism model built on this hunting?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I agree with you 100%. It's great for tourism, great for Zimbabwe, not great for the lions that are being killed, though. And what possesses someone to come from Minnesota, fly halfway around the world to kill a beautiful animal?
Ego.
That $50,000 should have been donated to Zimbabwe to feed the people rather than kill a lion.
That's right.
All right. The focus on dogs and what they eat and what you pay for food, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Not only food, but it's more expensive to own a dog now than ever. The service charges when you go to a veterinarian, good Lord, very expensive. And maybe it's because our friends, the dogs, are being considered more like members of the family. And when it comes to things like dining and staying in a hotel and that sort of thing, will pay more. I know I did when I was traveling with Charlotte. I'd pay more to have her, if I had to acknowledge that she was in the room with me, I'd pay as much as $150.
So I just posted on my Facebook this morning and why we have that relationship. You know, when I come home from a day's work, the first thing my dog does is do the happy dance when I walk in the house.
Yeah.
So in other words, and the reason for that is the oxytocin levels of both the dog and the person are elevated when they greet each other.
Oh.
And that licking the dog, if you go back to wolves in the wild, wolves would lick each other for, you know, when they greet each other. So when I come home, my dog is licking me and people saying no, and I'm just saying thank you, I'm so glad that someone's glad to see me walk in the house.
Yeah.
And so the bottom line is that relationship, I don't think it's going to hinder people from spending the money they need to spend to help their pets. I think it's going to be more difficult, but there are organizations out there that can help people that have difficulties.
And that's really the reason I've decided in my own life I probably will not ever have another dog, because the special feeling that I had for Charlotte, which brought me around to doing a lot of these things we're talking about, I can't imagine having it with another dog. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on Good Day.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.